The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Thought I'd tell you a little bit this morning about the prophetess Anna that we hear about in our Gospel here today, because you just might find this interesting, okay? You just might find this interesting. Word this morning about the prophetess Anna. So when Jesus is presented in the temple, he's met by two elderly people, elderly Simeon and elderly Anna, two people who had prayed in perseverance for their entire lives in the hope that one day they would see the Messiah with their own eyes. Simeon was told by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he'd personally seen the Messiah, and that's what we heard about in our Gospel yesterday. If you heard our Gospel yesterday, where they placed the child Jesus in the arms of Simeon, and he looked up to heaven and he prayed, "Now, Lord, you can let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people." Well, whereas Simeon is known by what he says, the prophetess Anna is known by what's said about her. Like we hear in the Gospel here today. She's advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband, and then as a widow until she was 84. Can I let you in on a little clue to understanding the Bible? Whenever they throw out details like that, they're always really cool. They always mean something, okay? It's never just random statistics. Let me tell you what this means. She lived 7 years with her husband and then as a widow until she was 84. Seven is the number of the covenant. 12 is the number of the tribes of Israel. 7 12s is 84. That's why 84 is the number of the fulfillment of God's covenant to Israel. Now, the prophet Isaiah once said that Israel would be a widow, but that God would redeem his widow Israel by making her his own bride. That's why the prophetess Anna speaks so graciously about redemption when the child Jesus is placed in her arms, because the widow Anna represents the widow Israel, and that's why she speaks of the redemption to anybody who will listen, the redemption that God is now going to give to all of his people. Now, redemption, that's an interesting word, redeem. The word redeem literally just means to buy back. The Latin is redemere. Literally, it means to buy back. But in Hebrew, the word is ga'al, and it means to buy back justice at the price of bloodshed. Now, we know that Jesus redeemed us at the price of his own blood on the cross. But I think people fail to recognize what redemption means. Redemption doesn't just mean the erasure of sins. Redemption means the establishment of justice. I think a lot of people fail to be inspired by the redemption of Christ because they think that it's just the erasing of sins, when in fact it's the establishing of justice. Redemption means that somehow all that is wrong is going to be made right. Redemption means that all that was evil, somehow it's going to be undone. This is what redemption means. I think you can understand this if you think about maybe of a sports analogy, right? I'll borrow a page from the playbook of Father Barnes and give you a sports analogy, okay? So you think about a sports star who's hailed as a great hero, but then later They find out something in his past or realize that he cheated and the great hero becomes a terrible villain. Or by contrast, someone who played by the rules and was thought to be a terrible villain, he's hailed as a great hero. Events of the present have the power to reach backwards into the past and to change their meaning. This is what God will do when he redeems us. It's a story at the end of the Lord of the Rings, in which the little hobbit, Samwise Gamgee, is talking to the mighty wizard, Gandalf, and he says, "What's happening to the world? Is all that is sad going to become untrue?" That's redemption. Somehow, all that was sad is going to be made untrue. I like the way St. Thomas More once put it. Earth has no sadness that heaven will not heal. Let's take a page from the lesson from the prophet Anna this morning. Prophet Anna, and never give up your hope in God or his redemption, because if you persevere in prayer and hope like Anna did, one day you too will see the redemption that you've longed for your entire life. Amen.